and this is VPR News. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. This month marks 4 years since Tropical Storm Irene hit Vermont. In the aftermath, President Barack Obama vowed the Federal Emergency Management Agency would be there to help with recovery. But an investigation by the New England Center of Investigative Reporting and Al Jazeera America found FEMA hasn't exactly been prepared for the new normal of climate change. That was especially true when it came to the hundreds of destroyed bridges and culverts in Vermont. Reporter Elizabeth Shogren conducted the investigation, and she joins us to talk about what she found. Elizabeth, welcome to VPR.
Thanks a lot.
You use the town of Sharon in central Vermont as sort of the poster child for the Vermont part of your investigation. Tell us what happened there after Irene and how this relates to the larger problem that you uncovered.
Well, what happened after Irene is a bunch of culverts and bridges in the town were destroyed by this huge torrent of water that came rushing through town after the storm went through. And what Sharon learned and many other towns across Vermont learned is that the infrastructure that they have and they rely on is just not up to the challenges that climate change is bringing to their communities. And so when they were trying to rebuild these bridges, they went to FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is charged with helping communities, charged by Congress with helping communities when disaster befalls them. And so it pays to replace at least a lion's share of these kinds of facilities. But the way that FEMA's rules were constructed, they're supposed to basically replace what was there before with the same thing. It's called an in-kind replacement. And the problem is, if you replace a bridge that's just gotten washed away in a storm that might have been stronger because of climate change, you're just setting yourself up for more destruction in the future. As one of the town leaders told me, it's turning us into sitting ducks.
So you found a number of cases in Vermont where basically FEMA said, we're only going to pay for the infrastructure that we had before, which failed. Did FEMA finally agree to upgrade this infrastructure in a lot of these cases, or are there a bunch of new bridges and culverts that are similar to the ones that got destroyed 4 years ago?
It's a mixed picture. Some of the towns just had to go ahead and replace with what FEMA wanted them to do. Other towns dug their heels in. I think what you saw happening with Irene is your state kind of woke up to the new challenges that climate change is bringing it. And the officials in the state got it. Their problem was that they were crashing heads with FEMA when they were trying to do what they knew their communities needed. And so it's a really interesting example that actually has become the poster child for a lot of the rest of the country when they find themselves the victims of disaster and try to figure out how do we possibly use FEMA to help us. Then they look back to what Vermont went through. And it's just a mixed picture. Vermont eventually got basically a waiver from FEMA to allow it to use a couple of different funds to pay for these bigger structures that the communities needed.
The data you cited in your story showed a huge jump in heavy precipitation storms, particularly in the American Northeast and New England. Why can't FEMA just change its policy to allow it to pay for infrastructure that's stronger and more floodproof, can guard against these stronger storms?
Well, that's a really good question. In fact, the Obama administration has tried a couple of times to change FEMA's rules to reflect the increased needs that communities have because of climate change. They're limited in how much they can change the rules because of the Stafford Act, which is what governs FEMA and how it's written. So in January, President Obama did decree by executive order that FEMA had to change its rules to be more reflective of the increased needs that communities are under because of climate change, in particular sea level rise and bigger deluges. Now, this rule has yet to be implemented by FEMA, but it should be able to help in some instances. His critics in Congress, the Republicans, vociferously objected to the changes that were in there, so it's not really clear whether this will be a permanent fix or not.
We've been talking with Elizabeth Shogren about her investigation into problems with the federal government's disaster preparedness in the face of climate change. She did that investigation for the New England Center of Investigative Reporting and Al Jazeera America. You can find the full report at necir.org. Elizabeth, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.